Welcome back, guys, to another exciting episode of the Inexorable Podcast with Dustin Pate. Excited to have everybody here again today. Excited to be here again today. Excited to live another day. Excited to breathe more breath. You know what I mean? Excited to create more success. What have you guys been doing? You know what I mean? That's the kind of the question here. Like, what are we doing? What are we focused on? Why are we living in our comfort zone? Why are we doing nothing to advance? You know what I mean? Like, sorry, I had to take a sip of some juice. Throat's a little parched. But yeah, today it's about really escaping your mind. You know what I mean? Like, so many of us are literally locked in a cell of our own mind. You know what I mean? Like, we feel like the walls are talking to us. You know what I mean? We can't seem to buckle down and focus on things that we know will in turn, you know, benefit our life. We can't seem to, you know, put the non-beneficial things away for the beneficial things. You know what I mean? We can't seem to replace the income costing activities with the income creating activities. If that's where you're finding yourself falling today, this is going to be the podcast episode for you personally. And I just want to start off by saying, you know, I've been there. I can't tell you guys nothing about, I can't teach about anything that I've never been through, right? I can't preach on a subject that I've never experienced. So I want to give you guys some real life examples of how, you know, I get in my own head and how it has potentially stopped me from making hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, like, we'll say, like, we'll do this for instance. Like, right now I'm going through and I'm doing a grand opening for my financial services agency. Of course, everybody knows I've been doing this for like going on 5 months now. So I've already created a little bit of success for myself. I got the waves coming in, you know what I mean? I threw the big rock in the ocean, got some ripples, you know, but I could have done a lot more. And I could have done it a lot faster, and I could have done it a lot more consistently, you know? And I think a lot of us are too there. Like, that's where we're at. Like, we know that we can be doing more. But some reason, something stops us. Like, I'll give you an example myself. I'm going through, scrolling through the Facebook online friends, and I'm looking for people that I want to invite, you know, to my grand opening. That way they can, you know, potentially be a good source of referrals for my company as I'm growing. I'm able to help them, able to help their families, blase, blase. The biggest hope is just that people know, you know, what I'm going to be doing. The way we like to explain that is, like, think of like the restaurant analogy. Like, if you were opening a restaurant, like, this is your business. You know what I'm saying? You're not just going to open the restaurant and then just be there on opening day and hope people are showing up. No, you're going to do a grand opening. You're going to invite everyone you know. You're going to give them free food, free chips, salsa, whatever. We're just going to say it's a Mexican restaurant because that's one of my favorite kinds of food. And from doing that, they're going to remember that, and then they're going to have that in their mind. The next time someone says that they want Mexican food, they're going to be like, oh, man, go down there and check out Dustin's, you know, Dustin's tamales, man. They were so good. You know what I'm saying? The chips and salsa there were to die for, you know. And those are the kind of things that we need, right? We need those referrals. But as we're scrolling through our Facebook and we're looking for the people that we need to reach out to, knowing we know these people, knowing that we've contacted these people before, but we have a fear. We have a fear of what they're going to say. You know what I mean? We don't want to hear them tell us no. We don't want to hear them complain that we may be, you know, on the wrong track. We may need to focus on something else. We don't want to hear go get a real job. We don't want to hear you're dumb as fuck. That's ignorant. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to hear that. We want to hear, oh, man, awesome. Thanks, bro. Look, I've been dying for something like this. This is exactly the opportunity I needed. I can't wait to take it. But the truth is, and the sad fact is, that that's not going to happen the majority of the time. Majority of the time, you're going to be spending, you know, selling the dream. And I think where people fall, you know, really the shortest is, do they let someone else sell them the dream? They can't even sell themselves the dream enough times or strong enough that we can't push through, right? So it goes back to, let's sell ourselves some more. Like, what is the dream? What is the goal? What do you want? What do you want? And how important is that to you? Do you want to, you know, start fucking Catholic churches and have nuns all around the world helping people? Do you want to start orphanages? Do you want to feed the homeless? Do you want to, you know, what do you want to do? Do you want to be a fashion designer? Do you want to build a financial services agency? Do you want to build a CBD company? You got to think about what do you want to do? And then you got to think about how can it benefit you if you do the things that you know you don't want to do? How can you fall in love with the suck? Like the part of what you need to do that sucks. How can you fall in love with that shit enough to carry you through to ever get to the part that you sold yourself on to start in the first place? So many of us are caught up in the middle. You know what I mean? Like, it's easy to get started, but then as soon as we get started, we end up quitting after just, you know, two or three people tell you, no, you're done with it, man. This ain't working out for me. This isn't going to cut it. You know, blase, blase. We've all seen it. I've been through it. Before this, I had product-based businesses, and I still run product-based businesses. People will get one product from me, like I'll loan it to them for them to sell. They get the product. And then one person tells them that it's, you know, not up to their standards. And then they won't even try to sell any more of the product. I'll have to go retrieve the product, find a new and improved product for said person just to keep my business afloat. You know what I mean? And I know that that all comes down to limited beliefs. They stop themselves after the one person told them no because they're scared to hear no. They don't ever want to hear that. You know what I mean? So that holds people back from a lot, like a whole lot. Like think of all the profit they could have made off of those products just selling it to someone else and then still got something else from me, you know, as well, and added that on top of the revenue that they were already creating from the first product. And too many of us we're leaving money off the table. We're leaving dollars off the table. And I know that it's an issue that stems down to mindset. We cannot get over hearing the no. And we need to get that out of our mind. Like the no is going to take you nowhere. It's literally the end, right? But what that does, it's a great thing. It's a great thing. And the reason, because once you heard that no, now you're done with that person. See what I'm saying? Now you can move on to someone else. That person knows what's going on. They know what's going on. Now, from now on, all you got to do is just make sure that they keep seeing that you're winning with the thing. You know what I mean? And eventually they'll see the success and they'll come. That's the part that we don't want to believe either, or we don't want to tell ourselves is, you know, actually the truth. Like if we continue to do the work and we actually create the success that we told all these motherfuckers that they were going to get, and then we have it now and they're still living their shitty life. They're still at their little fucking job or, you know, I don't know, they're whatever they're doing, you know, sucking cocks. I don't know exactly, you know, what they're doing, you know. And on this podcast, you're going to get extreme language. I'm an extreme person and I don't sugarcoat anything. I'm like, I grew up as a foster child and in and out of jails my whole life. And that part of my mindset has just kind of stuck with me as to, man, fuck that. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to say it how I feel it, and I'm going to be real, you know? So like, if that's not for you, I'm very sorry, but you're going to want to unsubscribe to this podcast and move on to someone else that'll sugarcoat and, you know, give you frosting and daisies, you know, cause that you're not going to get that here. You're going to get fuck yous and kicked in the ass here. And I'm going to give you everything that comes to my mind. You know what I mean? Like most people aren't going to do that. Most people aren't going to be genuine with you, tell you the real truth of how they actually feel about said situation. Me in this situation, I know that certain people are going to need to hear it the way that I put it. They're never going to get it from anyone else. So I'm talking to that person. If that's not you, that's fine, right? So now that we got that cleared up, you know, let's jump back to the fact that it's us. You know what I mean? It's not the company. It's not the opportunity. It's not the product. It's not the customers. It's us quitting too fucking early. It's us not talking to enough people. It's us not pushing hard enough. It's us not taking initiative enough to learn new strategies. It's us not reaching out to people that can offer the products or services that we need to help push our products or services. It's up to us to do everything. Like there's no boss. There's no one over your bitch ass to tell you, hey, you need to do this, hey, you need to do that. And I feel like if you need that, then you need to go work a job. I think McDonald's is paying like $11 an hour right now, 15 for managers. Pretty fucking good, right? Sucks to me. I would never take that stupid ass opportunity because I know that that's no opportunity. I know that they're buying your life. And $11 an hour, I want to know who can actually live off that because I can't. It literally cost me over $100 a day just to live, nearly $200 a day just to live. So I like don't make more money unless I make more money than that. Like, I mean, I don't make any money unless I make more than that. Cause like from my two houses and my multiple expenses from my businesses and my employees and all of these different things, you know, that money's gone. So I have to make more than that each and every day. So I have to push through all of this fucking mental mindset blocking bullshit that tells me, hey, this person may not be interested in this. I hear that in my mind and I message them anyways. I don't quit. I'm inexorable. I'm relentless. I'm unstoppable. You know what I mean? I'm unable to prevent. You cannot prevent me. When I'm coming, I'm coming. You know what I mean? You block me on Facebook, I'm writing you a letter. You return my letter, I'm showing up to your house and asking you why. You know what I mean? You don't answer the door, I'm calling your phone. You know what I mean? You don't answer your phone, I'm going to look up your children and your husband and call their phone and let them know that I'm outside waiting on you guys to explain yourselves. You know, I'm not going to give up. I'm just going to keep going. No matter what the fucking mind tells you, because the mind's going to tell you some irrelevant, unsuccessful, preventative things. You know what I mean? It's gonna block and it's gonna be hindrous to your success. And that's the truth. There's no way around it. The only way around it is to not listen to it and to keep pushing through. You can reshape your mindset, but this is how. You have to keep doing this type of shit over and over and over until your mind just knows, hey, we don't do that. We're gonna pivot here. We're not going to panic. We're going to pivot. We're not going to panic. We're going to pivot. We're not going to panic. We're going to pivot. So that's what you got to remember. Stop panicking. Start pivoting. Okay, give me a little bit more of my VAV splash. Berry blend. It's pretty good stuff. But yeah, like I'll give you guys an example. I'm going through Facebook, right? And I see this girl that's in a similar business. It's actually a business that I used to be in. I'll even, you know, I'm not going to name call it because that actually might make them some money for free or something like that. And I'm not down for that. But I reached out to this lady. She's with a company that I used to be with. From being with the company, I know that they're charging people monthly for financial services. And all they do is the owner of the company got licensed, connected with two financial planners like myself, and then built an MLM website, and now he gets people to sign up to the MLM website. They pay monthly. For paying monthly, they get access to his financial planners. Because he got his license, he gets half of everything that happens, you know, with the financial planners. So now instead of paying people half of the brokerage commissions, which on average are $3,600, they only have to pay the person $60 for the new recruit because they're building an MLM company, and now they're going to make a residual off of that person, which is, you know, pennies. Like it literally takes 12 people to make $600 a month. And that's literally crumbs. You know, in the actual financial services industry, 10 licensed agents will take you over six figures a year. Like I said, though, that it all boils down to mindset. You know, I could have told myself this girl's already doing this thing. You know, she's already interested in the thing that she has going on. And she was really good at it. I could tell from her Facebook, from her engagement, you know, from the profile that she isn't just playing around, man. She really knows what she's doing. But I reached out to her anyways. And now she's about to be joining my business. So that just goes to show you, now someone with a business that's already built in the same type of industry gets to go back to all her people and tell them that she found a better option. And now all of those people will be flocking right over into my business just because I grew the balls to reach out to her when my mind was telling me that I shouldn't, because, you know, she already had a successful business that was already, you know, going well. And I would probably just be a burden on her. I'd probably just be, you know, fucking her day up by reaching out to her. I mean, all reality, I know deep down that my business is the best business. There is no better alternative, and especially not in the industry, right? Like, if there was anything that could potentially be better, it's not in the financial services industry. And with the financial services industry being the highest paid industry in the world, it's going to be hard to even match it at all, right? Or even compare. You know, like, this industry has more six-figure earning entrepreneurs than any other industry literally in the world. So we're also the number one brokerage for women in the financial services industry. So if you're a woman, I know I don't have many on this podcast because this is, you know, kind of made for people with balls of steel. And honestly, most women don't enjoy how I talk. You know what I mean? But I don't really care about that. But if you are a woman in the financial services industry, we'd like to have you. We got plenty of other women that can help you train, and you can learn from them if my teaching style isn't, you know, quite right for you. And then also for the men here, I'd like to help you guys as well. At least put together a financial strategy for your family, because, you know, I think we should risk anything except our retirement. And that's why I know that what I do, you know, is just how important it actually is, right? People need this education and don't get access to it. So with that being said, just remember, guys, it's mindset. No matter what you do, no matter the choices you make, no matter the businesses you're in, no matter the mistakes that you've made in the past, just keep pushing through and never give up.